News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. There's casino news topping our headlines today. First, the Ho-Chunk Tribe. They're announcing plans to spend $143 million on casino expansion. Two of those projects will be in central Wisconsin. Their Wittenberg facility will get a larger casino floor, a new hotel and convention center, plus a new parking structure. The tribe's Nakusa Casino will get a new hotel, new activity center, and a new parking garage. The town is also announcing, the tribe is also announcing renovations for their Black River Falls and Wisconsin Dells facilities. Work will begin in the fall. Meanwhile, a failed referendum is a stumbling block for the Lac du Flambeau's off-reservation proposal in southern Wisconsin. Tribal members have voted not to continue funding for the Schaulsburg Casino. It would be near the Illinois border. The margin was close. Just two votes determined the outcome. Tribe spokesman Brandon Tome says the next step is for the tribal council to discuss its options.
Hopefully that this isn't the end, you know, because the tribe has invested many resources, time, energy into this project, and it would really be a setback if this wasn't given a full faith effort.
There are changes coming to two Wisconsin cheese production plants, as we hear from reporter Larry Lee.
Two cheese companies are making changes affecting four plants. Minnesota-based Land O'Lakes plans to close their Denmark, Wisconsin facility by July 1st. That facility's mozzarella and provolone varieties have not been profitable in recent years. Land O'Lakes is also making a major expansion to their Kiel plant, but the details and timeline have not been released. It's not known if any of the Denmark workers will transfer to Kiel. Sartori Cheese also announced two expansions. They plan to break ground on additions to their Antigo and Plymouth production plants next week. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
The school district administrator at Three Lakes has been arrested on a disorderly conduct charge. The complaint was filed at the Oneida County Courthouse. It alleges that 59-year-old George Carling of Minocqua was arrested for misdemeanor disorderly conduct. It's an incident at his home on April 19th. He's made an initial court appearance and posted $150 cash bond. Next court appearance is coming up on May 23rd. Governor Walker announced yesterday he will not call lawmakers back to Madison for a special session after a federal judge threw out Wisconsin's voter ID requirement. The governor says he's reviewed Judge Lynn Edelman's decision, and he says a slight tweak to the law would probably not pass legal muster.
I think it's pretty clear from my understanding of Judge Edelman's ruling that he just objects to the principle of that, and so I think an appeal is the most likely path for the state.
And Walker says rulings on that appeal will not come in time for the November election, which means there'll be no photo ID requirement the next time we go to the polls. We'll get a look today at the unemployment numbers for April. They're going to be released around 7:30 our time. Economists expect that it will show employers have added about 200,000 new jobs as the weather warmed up after a harsh winter. Rihanna is the first big winner at the iHeartRadio Music Awards. The inaugural event was held in Los Angeles last night. She got four trophies, including Artist of the Year, but she was not there to accept the award. She says her limousine was stuck in L.A. traffic. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
A few peaks of sunshine during the morning today, then mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers during the afternoon, a high of 54. Tonight, mostly cloudy, still a light shower or two in the area, low down to 38. On Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy and blustery, with a chance of light showers mainly around Wausau and farther north, a high of 55. On Sunday, pretty nice day, sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 57. I'm Newsline I meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
It will be nice to see some of that sunshine later this morning. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.